what you wanna do. Go where you wanna go now. You don't know, you just stand by me.
Yeah! That's what I want. Let me know. My best woman told me, she said, she said, Jimmy, as long as you got faith in me, that's all I ask of you. Yeah, yeah. Chop, 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 chop,
and I think y'all know when a crusade is, don't you? Because they've been around ever since time began. And we have a crusade for something called soul. And you know, soul is what each and every one of us have inside. The soul is the faith that each and every one of us has. And if that fella standing right there in front of me, if he could have just a little bit more faith, that girl standing beside him, maybe they could have a little bit more love. And if all men, black or white, could have a little bit more faith in each other, maybe this world could get itself together and find out where it is. And you know, it's so easy to do, baby. That's all you got to do. Something. You've got to have some faith, yeah.
That was Mandala, a mainly Toronto band, had a brief existence. It was from their one and only album, Soul Crusade, from 68, the song Faith. Part of that from Montreal, the 25e Regiment, a band that was a bit more on the pop yay-yay side for most of its existence, but then put out an album called Ecology at the end of its existence, and somewhere the song called Free. The Sinners part of that, Ben Gilly, sure did sound pretty stoned there. One of my favorites of the late 60s anglophone scene in Montreal, the song Satan by Mill Supply. Not a lot is known by this band, Mill Supply, other than they have been on the lists of rare psych records for many, many decades as far as international collectors and stuff. A real rarity, but what's even more rare is finding out who the hell were these guys. I think there's some sense that they may have been a pseudo-Christian rock band, certainly not pro-Satan, but anyway, that's quite the epic track there with the Mill Supply from their self-titled LP. Had Mash McCann prior to that, their big, huge smash album, The Family. Heard Mr. Tree, La Révolution Française, before that with the song Pierre Paul La Douceur. And started that out with Nanette with and Tony Roman doing their version of Hey Joe. Carrying on here, going maybe a little bit more into the proggy, heavy psych stuff. Up next, a Morse Code Transmission from their English LP of the same name. This is It's Not Easy to Do on Montreal Sound Arc at CKUT 90.3 FM.
Mm-hmm. Martin Carly, vulgarisateur scientifique. La vaccination des 5 à 11 ans contre la COVID-19 est commencée. En tant que parent, vous vous demandez peut-être si votre enfant recevra le même vaccin que celui pour adultes. Le vaccin utilisé pour les enfants de moins de 12 ans contient une plus petite quantité d'ARN messager, car le système immunitaire des enfants répond mieux que celui des adultes. Et bien que la dose soit plus petite, le vaccin est tout aussi efficace que chez les adultes.
Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur québec.ca/vaccinjeune. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Oh, Maurice Demers, créateur, concepteur d'un nouveau médium de participation interpersonnelle, l'environnement intégral. Un théâtre où l'homme de tous les jours est en même temps acteur et spectateur. En mars 1969, la ville de Montréal choisit de confier à Maurice Demers la conception et la réalisation d'un environnement ayant pour thème les mondes parallèles au pavillon de l'insolite à Terre des Hommes. Le défi était de taille. En moins d'un mois, il devait concevoir le projet et en assurer la réalisation. Le 5 juin, à la date prévue, 4 semaines seulement après la signature du contrat, le pavillon ouvre ses portes. Venu de très loin, un public international se presse pour vivre ce que la critique a appelé une expérience neuve, rarement tentée jusqu'ici à travers le monde. Le participant s'avance sur la plateforme de conditionnement. Les sons l'envahissent de toutes parts. Les murs, tambours en mouvement auxquels il se frotte, lui procurent des sensations inédites. Le plancher vibre sous ses pieds. Le plafond respire. Respire. Mosaïque d'écran. À l'aide de 8 caméras et de 16 écrans, l'homme tente de se personnaliser en reconstituant technologiquement son image. Cellule magnétique. À l'instar d'un extraterrestre, coiffé d'un casque spatial, l'homo spatialiste à l'écoute de l'univers, sur une surface molle, marche en créant ses propres sons et voit l'envers de la réalité à travers ses lunettes prismatiques. Cellule du confort insolite. Invité à se détendre dans un environnement de calme et de sérénité, le participant subit la pollution par le bruit, par l'odeur. C'est le confort qui se plaint. Clavier bizarre. C'est l'insolite sonore aérospatiale. Les 6 claviers jouant en même temps reproduisent les sonorités de 6 instruments différents dans un concert inattendu. Au-dessus, les coupoles réfléchissent les sons bizarres et les éclairages d'outre-monde. The most popular pavilion, Playboy. Le monde de demain à Terre des Hommes, Journal de Montréal. De nouvelles machines à percevoir, la presse.
that ever I know. It's like thunder, lightning. The way you love is frightening. I'm gonna knock on wood. About you, I can't take no chance. You got me spinning. Maybe I'm in a trance, but your love is better than any love I know. It's like thunder, lightning. The way your love is frightening, I'm gonna knock on wood. You know it means so much. It's like thunder, lightning. The way you love me is frightening. I'm going on wood.
Moi, je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me
Cherchez pas les filles de dans les salons, parce que je vivais encore à la maison. Au hasard de la rue, elle se prête à nos bras demi-nus, sans espoir pour un soir. On ne cherchait pas les filles de dans les salons, mais le temps a un visage, mais pas de nom. Elle n'avait rien qu'un corps que l'on prenait, que l'on quittait sans remords, sans effet, sans rêver. Avec toi, je ne sais pas m'y prendre. Avec toi, tout paraît différent. Mais je ne demande qu'à apprendre, comme un tout petit enfant. Mais le temps m'a des yeux de mauvais garçon. Elle vivait comme nous, et comme nous faisait les quatre sans doute, comme nous,
Was Donald Lautrec. Lautrec, je ne cherche pas. And contrary to that song, part of that we had Simon with Je Cherche. Michel Richard on a 45, of course, her version of Bonnie and Clyde just prior to that. Raphael from an album, compilation of Like Young 67, much loved. Anglophone TV show in the late 60s, I believe, out of the old CFCF studios up on up near Jean Talon, where there used to be a radio TV station. Knock on Wood, heard there. Strange one prior to that, a 45 by Ginette Bellavance. Very intriguing and odd 45 with that song, J'ai le goût du Québec. Had some more excerpts from the Louise Forestier EX13 soundtrack, as well as the very epic Agneau de Dieu, Lamb of God, by Dionysos from their self-titled LP. For my money, one of the heaviest proto-metal tunes out of Quebec, even though it's pretty obscure, not super well-known. Started that out with Morse Code Transmission song, It's Not Easy to Do. Up next, I'm going to change gears just a little bit. Shout out to Stretch from West Indian Rhythms every Saturday afternoon. We're very excited to be digitizing a lot of old tapes he managed to dig up. We're doing that over at the archive. Hopefully get some archival shows onto the website, the Time Capsule, CKUT, sometime soon enough. I'm going to switch over a little bit of reggae from Montreal's Expo 67. We've got the Melodians with Tommy McCook, Last Train to Expo 67, right here on Montreal Sound Arc, CQT 90.3 FM.
to Expo 67, the last train. Yes, it's the last train to Expo 67. Are you coming? Stop. You just jump right on. For there is fun for all. Whoa, oh, oh, jump right on. Ooh. Let's go swinging on.
Of you, I feel sad for the things you did to me. It's so bad. Oh, baby, you promised you'd love me and give me affection as nobody can. I thought for a moment, yeah, that you were my woman and I were your man. We'll be right back.
sur ta tête, sur ta tête, sur ta tête. And you will
Monsieur Canada on a 45 that just says Yule, Y-U-L, on it. And we heard a pair of reggae tunes also related to Expo, the Exponians, Wicked Woman from the album of the same name, and the Melodians with Tommy McCook, Last Train to Expo 67. This is the end of another episode of Montreal Sound Arc here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Louis Restelli, very happy to spent a bit of time with you and spreading the joy of all this amazing music that came out of Montreal over the past bunch of decades. And obviously this was a good show for 60s and 70s stuff. I am going to end though with something more recent from the early 2000s. We are in the very end of the Expozine week. We started doing some Expozine programming, artist presentations, a poetry reading last week. We had the big Expozine book fair, zine fair last weekend at the SAT. And we are going to be having one last event tomorrow related to Expozine, and it is for Valium, Henriette Valium, or Patrick Henley under his real name, exploded onto the music scene with Valium et les Dépressifs around 1987, which is when I would have first met the fellow and been a fan of his work. He was very present at Fofunes Electric in the late 80s, was one of the people who got rolling with the Peinture en Direct, which was a institution, I believe it was a certain Saturday every month. As a young teenage artist myself, I was always inspired to go over there. I didn't check ID, actually, if you were under 18 at Foofs in the 80s. But you would basically see all kinds of amazing painters, Valium, Bob Deshotel, on and on and on. Lots of talent painting live right in front of you. And then in the evening, they would hang the paintings. Everybody get good and sloshed. And there would be some pretty crazy music going on. This was the evolution of what we might now call more industrial music, just plain, you know, when alternative or underground music had no hope of being commercial. People just did what they want. Valium was very much part of that. We were extremely sad to hear he died suddenly at only 61 in the beginning of September. We are going to be honoring Valium tomorrow, that is Saturday, with a Peinture en Direct session starting in the late afternoon at Café et Atomique. Unfortunately, due to renovations, we weren't able to do this at the Foofs proper. But if you make it out to Café Atomic on Ontario Street, just west of Pinot, it's 3606 Ontario. It's a great place. We all had a great time with Valium. He launched a most recent book of his, The Palais des Champions, just a couple years ago at the Café Atomic. And we know him very well, as other than being an old friend. Some 25 years ago, I started publishing Fish Piss magazine myself. People really loved it, and he did one of the best-loved covers. He did a couple of the centerfolds for that magazine, and he participated in at least half of the 20 editions of Exposine as a publisher and an artist, selling his prints, selling his books. In most recent years, he was lucky to be published by a variety of other publishers and would tend to just come in like the pope of the comic scene that he was. Almost forgot to mention that. Heck of a comic artist, too. Amazing visual artist. We're very sad. We're only going to be starting tomorrow with the memorial for Valium at Café Atomic to get his reputation a little higher there and spread the amazing artwork and music that this man was responsible for during his all-too-brief life. So once again, that's at the Café Atomic. If you can come in the late afternoon for the Peinture en Direct and watch people painting and stuff, I believe around 7 p.m., you may start actually doing some homage memorials. And it'll also be an auction of material, artwork, books, zines, and stuff to raise a bit of funds for Valium's expenses and everything that were left behind when he left us all too soon. That's tomorrow, Saturday, November 27th at Café Atomic at 3606. Of course, I'm going to leave you with some Valium here, Montreal Sound Dark, CQT. This is from a compilation CD of music he was working on around 2008 or 9 that he sold through the Distrobuto machines that our organization still run. So from a mini CD, this is Les Possédés et les Puissants Punis by Henriette Valium, R.I.P. Signing off, Louis Restelli, Montreal Sound Arts, CKUT 90.3 FM. Hear you next week from 3 to 5 p.m. And also on CKUT.ca.
De la table ronde. Général de Montreux, cela qui vous pousse. Se relève, vous présentez ses pouvoirs. Tranquille et la tirer, la pente même de gorger la bête et les accidents. Le gouverneur vite, sage, et le général tenir. La peine gorgée, et à Oukar se précipite, voire directement le sang à la gorge pour laisser la pierre. Oh, God.
Madame Docteur commence le dépeçage. Le capitaine, la maître, demande la réunion d'une nouvelle conférence. Car il s'agit de savoir si ce cirque va manger tout ou cul. On ne m'écoute jamais, dit le capitaine. Il insulte ses soldats, participant même à réunir la conférence. Le capitaine dit, chien, il s'apportait les couteaux à ceux qui n'ont pas pu fuir. Marine Le Pen, le chauffeur de camion, se propose d'amener le chien et le couteau. Hauka, regardez. Je vais vous montrer un chien avant de... Le méchant commande, donne des conseils au gouvernement. Alors le méchant commandant s'adresse à...
Grand Pan, Cyclorama Tour. Polo and Pan. December 11th, Place Belle. One night only in Montreal. Get tickets now at evenco.ca. Polo and Pan, Cyclorama Tour.